Hey y'all, welcome to a brief reaction episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. There's apparently a proposal for people in Congress to be able to vote from home for a certain period of time if they have a newborn child. I'm not going to be directly reacting to that very much because it's something that, like, I have thoughts on it, but, like, it's not an issue that I'm hugely passionate about. But I am going to be proposing another somewhat related idea. So I guess the word reaction is used a bit loosely in this episode. So, the proposal is that members of Congress would be able to vote from home for 12 weeks if they had a newborn child. Now, I don't think this is the best idea, because I think if we're paying you, if we're forced to pay you, then you should come to work. It's the same way I feel about others working from home. And I think that, you know, if other people don't get that same basic perk of being able to work from home for a certain period, which a lot of people do, but not everybody does. If not everybody gets that when they have a new kid, then politicians should be the last ones to get it, if you know what I mean. Like, they already get a lot of things we don't get that are frustrating. Like, for one thing, our tax dollars are going to pay for a beauty salon just for the Congress people. Why do they need their own beauty salon? And then, if they want to have their own beauty salon, why do we have to pay for it? But the bigger thing I'm going to propose is that, well, you know my thoughts on universal mail-in balloting, that I think having everybody vote by mail is not a great idea. I could see, in fact, I think I could support having an excuse be that you have a new child, because right now, in states that require you to have an excuse to apply for a mail-in ballot, the excuses are things like you have a disability, you're in school, you're, I don't remember what some of the other ones were, but I think another one that should be available is that you have a newborn child and you have to take care of this child. So I could see that being a thing. I think, in fact, I would support that. Well, I think that every state, at least ideally, would have where you have to have a reason for an absentee ballot, because you know my thoughts on just universal mail-in balloting. I talked about it in a previous episode. I think that an additional excuse that should be allowed beyond the traditional you have a disability, you're a student, stuff like that, an excuse that should be allowed, a reason that should be allowed for you to request an absentee ballot should be, I have to care for a newborn. I do think that that is something that gets overlooked when it comes to voting. So, while I don't exactly support the idea of Congress people being able to work from home because of having a kid, what I would support is for voters to be able to request an absentee ballot on the grounds that they have a new child they're taking care of. And I could even see it being not just that you have a newborn child, but also you just adopted a child. Because if you just adopted a child, you might have things you have to deal with there. You might have that child might still be might not be in school yet, because it might take a minute to get all the paperwork filled out. So that child might still be needing someone to care for him or her, because he or she's not yet enrolled in the local school, especially if this child is adopted from another country. I could also see having, if it's not already an option, I could also see having the related excuse being available that, you know, you're caring for a sick relative, or a relative that has a severe disabilities. Because if you're caring for a relative who has severe disabilities or is severely ill, and that person needs round-the-clock care, I could see where you might not feel comfortable going out and voting at the voting booth, because you don't know quite how long you're going to be there, you know, if there's a long line, and, you know, especially if you don't live too close to the polling place. I could definitely see that being a problem. So I think that, in short, while I don't support exactly the proposal made in Congress for them to be able to work from home because they have a new child, what I would support would be, and I'm not sure if this has been proposed yet or not, but what I would support would be saying, okay, that if they're not already available, the excuses for absentee ballot requests should include that the need to care for a newborn child or a newly adopted child or a family member of any age who has severe disabilities or is severely ill. Like, I don't know if those are already reasons you can request an absentee ballot, but I feel like if not, they should be. Because, as I said, if you're caring for a sick family member, you might not, you know, you might not feel comfortable going out and voting at the voting booth, and your voice should still be heard. Those are just my thoughts. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, the RSS feed, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCpod. And you can send us an email if you like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Hope you'll come back next time and pass this along to anybody you know who might be interested. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.